It's a great result for us, and we scored another 3 goals away from home. And I think probably we've been in the top three current form last 6 or 7 games. So, and we could have been better than that, really. We could have got something at Bradford, could have beat Sheffield United, and probably should have got something against Bristol City. But apart from that, we've had a couple of back-to-back away wins, scored 6 goals. I'm really disappointed with the goals we conceded, and we're having to score 3 to win. But we've come back from behind again. There's a great spirit in the camp. The players are all together, and really, we dug that result out. Bit of class, and from Anthony Wordsworth, and the 3 midfield players were excellent. Isle's got another goal. That's 17 he's got, and the 3 centre halves looked solid all night.
You've got 3 really good centre halves. How frustrating is it to keep conceding sloppy goals when you've got such good defenders at the club?
Similar goals, yeah. We actually went through the corner this morning for 30 minutes. The exact goal we conceded, which makes you want to just pack in as a manager when that happens. And then the throw-in was just an under-10s goal to concede. Lads just thrown the ball over Ryan's head. I think he's got in down the byline, and they've scored a horrendous goal concede from our point of view. But they've redeemed themselves in the second half and got back, and we got over the winning line. You know, we've played some great football all the way through. And as I said, we changed the shape after 25 minutes and we managed to get through their midfield.
So we talk about frustration at conceding sloppy goals, but how rewarding is it in back-to-back games to not only win, but to concede an early sloppy goal and then to come back and win the match?
Yeah, great. And concede right on half-time, knocked the stuffing out of us. I gave him a bit of a roasting at half-time because I thought we were dead, really, brain-wise. We were just not at the races mentally. And you sometimes get them performances when you've played Saturday, Tuesday, and put as much effort as we did into Saturday's game. We were a bit flat tonight starting the game off. I was worried about it, and we conceded after 3 minutes.
Obviously, his job is as a defender, but he's popped up with a goal, and his header led to Isle McLeod's goal. His loan's coming up to its end this week. Is there any news on Richard Wood potentially staying at the club?
Well, you know, I've talked about it today. He wants to stay and I want to keep him, so we're going to try our best.